And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So one of the very first things that you and I ever talked about, literally when we were thrown together in a room to meet for the first time.
Right.
Was the fact
made to fight it out to the death, Mad Max stuff. Oh, wait, that was
that
something else.
That is so not what happened.
It's weird.
We were put in a room to talk, and they said, okay, go pretend like you're on the air. And the first thing we talked about was that we both loved the show The Goldbergs and think
true.
It's the best show on TV right now.
It is, no question.
If you don't watch it, it's basically about, based on a real family, and it's this kid and his family, their life growing up in the 80s. And that's when we grew up, and so our lives are very parallel. Last week, we shared your audio about going to space camp,
right?
Which was parallel with a Goldbergs episode. So this week, it's my turn, and how my life is just like that show. If you'd like to go ahead and share, why don't we set it up with the clip? This is from the Goldbergs. This isn't last night's episode, but this is another one.
Have we met before? Perhaps at the Gucci show in Milan, Italy?
No.
Oh, sorry. Where do you model?
What do I what?
Model. I mean, clearly someone with your symmetrical face, perfect bone structure, and jazzy hair is already working the circuit, right?
You know, that hadn't occurred to me yet, but it makes total sense.
Then today's my lucky day. I'm John Calabasas. I'm a talent scout. Do you have representation?
Oh, hold up. You for real? I'm just a dude at a mall.
Iman was discovered at a stop and go. Kathy Ireland at a Sizzler. Cindy Crawford in a corn maze. Supermodels get discovered everywhere.
Supermodel? Me?
You remind me of Claudia Schiffer before she worked with me.
Claudia Schiffer worked with you?
People like me, yes, and you can too.
Yeah, this really happened all the time back in the 80s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scam artists would target naive dreamers and promise them superstardom for a low fee.
You are blowing me away.
Yep, it's true. If you didn't grow up in the 80s, that was a very big thing.
Yeah, it was.
So my best friend signed with an agency when we were in sixth grade, and it was a real, she signed with a legit agency. It was Exposure, which is still around in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if she's going to be a model, I want to be a model.
Right.
And so today I present to you Brian Truda.
Yes.
Boom. There's my composite. There's my modeling shots from sixth grade.
Hold on. Yeah. All right. So what was Glamour Shots, right? That was a place. That's what it makes me think of, right?
Right. Now, this was a legit photographer at the time who took these pictures for my composite.
Right.
Which was supposed to be the start of my portfolio.
Which
was going to be my big modeling career.
So
which,
to explain, in one, you're like sitting in bales of hay with a piece of straw hanging out of your mouth, like you're on Green Acres style.
That is right.
In this other one down below, it looks like you're actually now outside of the barn lifting up a door or something.
Casually, just relaxed against the door.
Oh, and you've got a hand in the pocket very casually of some plaid jackets.
And notice the jeans, because at the time, these jeans were so big. The front of the jeans were regular denim, but the back, floral print.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
I don't get that from the artistic black and white pictures.
I know, it's hard to tell. But yeah, floral on the back, denim on the front. And then you've got the close-up, the big close-up with the hair.
That look at me, I'm smiling.
My hand wrapped up, twirled under the hair. And that was the extent of where my modeling career went. Pictures that we paid for. Of course, I wasn't paid to take those. We paid them to take my picture. And it pretty much never went anywhere after that.
So I know a lot of girls in school that did this that were like, oh, I'm a model now.
Right.
And the John Calabasas name, that's really funny because it's awfully close to a lot of what they would talk about going to... Is this your number?
That was my phone number, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we should call that and see who's there now.
You go for it.
Hello,
KCK.
I'm calling for Jen, the model, please.
I don't know. She's still available. Is she still 5'3 and 96 pounds? Because that's what this says.
And her modeling career took off.
You better work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Supermodel Jen.
Yep.
Nice.
So
I will tell you that I one time actually took a turn on the runway as well.
Is that right?
When I was about 5-ish, my parents took me to something at Oak Park Mall. I believe it was at Dillard's there.
Oh, they used to do a lot of fashion shows.
Yeah, and I like walked the runway. And I don't know how I got into it at all or what this was about, but I just remember doing it. And
was it all kids or were there adult, like was it a full fashion show?
From what I remember, it was all kids, yes.
Yeah.
And I had to wear some almost like suit type getup.
Right. You had more work than I did.
But so you, but you never got a call off of that.
Well, we didn't do anything with it. At the time, the plan was, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to get an agent. Well, and my friend was actually working. Like, she would be in the newspaper every week in a Sears ad, or she'd be in the Macy's catalog, whatever. And I was so jealous. And no, we never actually went anywhere and did anything with it. So
that's a bummer.
This was the end of my fantastic modeling career.
Years later, I got to pose with bags of fertilizer. To this very day, I appear in ads for the grass pad.
Wow.
In a baseball uniform that was taken at Shawnee Mission South, me and a bunch of bags of grass seed and fertilizer.
See, you accidentally got more work than I got purposely trying.
I worked at a ball field. I never got paid a dime for that crap. I didn't even get a bag of seed. Are you kidding me?
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.